It's your man's ride and dine, baby.
I don't want them and they don't want me.
Check it, your face would be so red right now, Miss Light Skin.
No.
Slap the shit out of what?
Your nephew Darius and this thing was good.
Guess who mentioned that?
Who did?
Dre. Damn, I ain't even supposed to say that nigga name. Oh shit! Oh.
It's your auntie's favorite nephew.
What it do? What it motherfucker? Everybody just had the ugly face.
Mm-hmm.
You caught it pretty bad. What it do? What it motherfucking does? It's your man's ride to dine, baby.
Yes, sir. It's your favorite nephew, Darius.
You know it. And we got a special guest in here today.
Hey. Drum roll, please.
That's the sound effect.
Yeah. Hold on a few seconds.
Youngish.
Hey.
Let's get it. Right.
So typically, you know, we start off with everybody week, but we got a guest. Just break down who you are, what you into real quick.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So Young E, straight from the D.
Okay. Yeah. What side you from?
West side. Okay. West side. All right.
West side. We're going to have some issues. You from the West too, bro?
Of course.
All right. For sure. I'm about to say, what about you, nigga? I'm trying to see.
We don't need no East side energy in here right now.
I feel it's too
it's
early.
It's all West side. No, it's not. Don't say that. I ain't against it like that, but.
Hell yeah. Well, so check it, right? So, you know, how was everybody week?
We were straight Halloween. I think it's now. Yesterday went to a little Halloween party. I got there early.
Mm-hmm.
Started at 9. Me and my wife got there like 9:05.
How lame are you, nigga?
I didn't want to be there when it was thick with people. You feel me? COVID is still real. You feel me? So we got in there early, said my what's ups, and I was in the car smoking by like 11.
I mean, but did you even party at 9?
I got some stuff to drink. I had fun. Take some photos.
This nigga sound lame as hell. Hey, this nigga got to the party at 9:00, hey, fam.
Yeah, if the party
started at
9.
As soon as they opened up the door,
hell yeah. It's Darius.
If the party started at 9, you gotta be there at like 10:30.
Of course, but
you can't come at 9.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be afraid of COVID if you still went out to a party, nigga.
Got there early before it was maximum people and shit.
But all it takes is like one person.
Hey. In my mind, I'm straight. I took some wellness shot this morning. The ginger and shit.
This nigga sounds stupid, Donnie, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
How was your week?
On the health tip. Uh-huh.
How was your week, Young-ish?
It was pretty good. I didn't do too much. I had a couple business calls I had to do. I took care of some business. I'm still in school, so
okay.
I took care of that. But other than that, it was pretty chill week.
So how's classes since this whole COVID thing?
I mean, shit, I went from not wearing glasses to wearing glasses because I'm on the screen all day, for real.
Yeah. Niggas' eyes get to falling out their head.
Yeah, so I literally got a script a couple months ago because I started getting these terrible headaches from just sitting in front of the computer all day. But, I mean, that's what we got to do, so.
You know what I'm saying?
It is
you
what it
cope.
Is. Yeah.
I feel it.
That's crazy. It. That's something these don't take into a kind of effect.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Man, I'm glad I'm done.
See, you're pretty
shit.
Stupid. You don't even know what Google is.
Shut your ass up.
Search engine.
Ooh. Not Google.
Rod, how was your week? Yeah, my week was pretty smooth. You know, thanks for asking everybody. I ain't really been on shit. Today is Halloween.
I forgot.
Right. You know what I'm saying? There's so much shit. Like,
yeah.
Nigga, ain't nobody got time to be.
I wouldn't even think about Halloween. Happy Halloween, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. This nigga, you pretty scary on the daily.
My costume was fire last
no,
night.
Did you see this nigga costume?
No, who were you?
Pull it up.
Please show it.
My costume was fire as shit last night.
No, it wasn't, bro.
So it was a tag team with me and my wife.
Of course.
Who's a play. You feel me? I was Peter, the pumpkin eater.
Mm-hmm.
She was the pumpkin. And let's just say I got a little messy.
Does that make sense? Did you see this picture?
I didn't get it.
Let me see.
So I explained exactly. It. And that's everybody was like, oh, y'all cute. And then they would look up at my face and then you get, oh, y'all little niggas is freaky.
Yeah, that's.
Nah.
Nope. At the back door.
You try, fam. You try. So, E, your whole music career. First off, popping.
Okay.
That's the shit.
That's my shit too. I'm not gonna lie. That's a nice vibe.
Yeah.
That shit got a nice ass vibe.
Appreciate y'all.
I could play that and like clean the crib up type shit. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What about house party? Y'all like house party?
House party popping. It's popping then house party mm-hmm. for me. You know what I'm saying? The video was lit, mm-hmm. fucking with all of it, but popping.
Popping for sure.
That resonated differently in my soul.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
But look, so what made you start rapping? You know what I'm saying? What was the start of who you are today? You feel me?
Okay, so this goes way back to when I was like a kid. Like when I was 4 and 5 years old, it's really crazy because when you do stuff as a kid, it's pure. You know what I'm saying? It's not influenced by any outside sources unless, you know, it's something traumatic or something detrimental. But I was performing for my family, like putting on these elaborate ass shows when I was like 4 and 5 years old. Like I wasn't really rapping. But
Christmas times, you out here.
Yeah, I was entertaining. Like I literally had an alter ego. I had like three, I ain't gonna lie. When I was
a kid,
my first alter ego was Rap Dog.
Rap Dog?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What was this persona like?
He was a rapper. You know,
choke a bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
on
so.
Some 5 year old shit. Can't wait.
Yeah, period. Recess, nigga. So, Rap Dog was who my main alter ego was. And I don't know where this came from. I can't even tell you. I just remember vividly putting on shows, being all these different people.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, not having a lot, you know, school is the main focus. So I kind of let go of what I really, I guess, really wanted or what was really true to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on the school track, graduated Michigan State with a criminal justice degree. The plan was to go to law school. After I graduated.
Wait, nigga, you a cop? I'm talking shit.
No. No. I graduated with a criminal justice degree, and the idea was to go to law school, but I was really fighting with myself to figure out what I really wanted, because at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to be doing something for the rest of your life, you want to be happy with it. And I knew that once I graduated, I needed some time to think. I took the LSAT and everything, and after I took it, it just was like, this ain't really for me, and I can't really see myself. Like, I have too much personality to be a damn lawyer. Mm-hmm. Not saying lawyers can't have personality, mm-hmm. but I knew
my destiny was outside of that.
Yeah. So that's when I ended up signing up for my digital marketing degree with Arizona State University. And I was like, you know, let me see where I'm going with this. And like I said, I've been writing since I was like 8 years old. You feel me? So I actually had this little rap group when I was in the third grade. It was this boy I like named Gino. And I thought writing raps was going to make him like me. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, sitting up there jotting down
intimidated
raps.
Intimidated the fuck out this
right,
boy.
Disney. Yeah, so I'm like raps and stuff. He wasn't really with the shit. So that's that. But this is something I've been doing since I was a kid. But I didn't find it in myself to pursue it until I got to this age. And it's mm-hmm. crazy because, you know, it all came around full circle. I started writing like seriously late last year. And then I was like, let me just get in a studio, see what I can do. Mm-hmm. The first time I went in the studio, the engineer didn't even know it was my first time. He was like hella surprised. Like, it's your first time here? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, nigga, let's lay this track, nigga.
Let's lay this track. So it pretty much became history after that. Like after I went in the studio that first time, I fell in love with it. And we here now.
So check it, right? So I got a homeboy. He got a studio. You know, mm-hmm. he pieced together his studio. And I was asking him about, you know, like what all it takes to make a project, from finding a beat to paying for the beat to the engineer. I don't even know what the mixing and mastering shit means. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm sure that's some shit you got to pay for and it's not free.
It's all not
you know?
Free.
So
yeah.
On average, what... To get it done on the average level, how much is it going to cost? If that's not like a personal question.
Yeah, no,
I'm not
I mean,
asking how much you know.
So it all depends on who you're going to. It's not like, you know, you go to the store and you buy a PlayStation and all the PlayStations are the same price. Mm-hmm. You go into different people going to have different prices. Mm-hmm. Producers are going to have all types of ranges. Like I know I went to a producer once, his beats was 50. Another producer I went to, his beats was 250.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's different ranges of what you can get. Engineers are the same thing. The first studio I went to, the engineer was charging $30 an hour, $35 an hour, $40 an hour.
I don't want that nigga. He don't sound... How is
we not even gonna talk about that?
It sounds like he wasn't working.
So $35-$40 an hour, but then the last engineer that I'm with now, he charged $50-$65 an hour. So
that sound about right.
Yeah. So I mean, I can give you a number, but at the end of the day, that number won't be accurate for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I would say
between, give me a range. If I want to, if I want to be a rapper, I'm about to jump in this bitch right now. I'm about to hit the studio for a week. I'm about to lay this shit down. All right. How much money do I need to make?
So, well,
how much money do I need to have, bare minimum?
For a whole project, and that's including your video.
All that.
Yeah, that's including at least two videos, laying down at least five tracks. And I'm speaking from like my five tracks.
Mm-hmm.
In and out the studio, I'll say like two bands.
Okay.
Two bands, minimum.
Minimum.
Because you want to have good quality. You want to have good quality beats. You want to have good quality mixing and mastering. You want to have somebody that's going to actually make your video pop.
Mm-hmm.
You want all that. So you spending at least two bands
okay.
for a whole project. And that's like minimum.
Yeah. I'm definitely coming $4,500.
Yeah. Yeah, you spending at least two bands. I mean, and that's not to say that. So for me, because anytime I go into the studio, I'm always told that I record fast or I work fast.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, niggas be in that bitch struggling, right? So
yeah, you know, I feel like the average nigga get in that bitch, you know.
They terrible.
They about to.
Yeah, they recording. They
roll some weed up. They about to call, you know. It's a party.
Something,
before,
yeah. You know? So you got to take into account that, because I can go in and lay two tracks down in 30 minutes, have a mix and master it the next 45 minutes and be out. You know, where the next person might take 2 hours to record one song. So when you're thinking about how long it's taking you to record, you got to account for that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's going to add on to your price. Like if $2,000 is the lower end and you don't record fast, you probably going to end up spending $2,500, if that makes sense.
No, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because it's about an hour.
Yeah.
So the rap game is kind of different. What style of rap would you say you have? Like you got these funny rap bar ass niggas now. Like what type
like
of
who?
Like
who's a
Pac-Man?
Funny
that nigga or the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Even Sada too. Yeah, he's a funny rapper.
Yeah.
Bro,
Coochie Man for sure. That's all funny bars. Like what kind of bars do you come to the floor with?
I mean, y'all heard my music. Yeah. So I guess you could say I'm real lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Poppin' and House Party were obviously the least lyrical sounds on my EP.
Mm-hmm.
And when I made those, I tried to accommodate for kind of like the mainstream.
Like a radio hit.
Yeah, a radio hit, like that party
hear that
sound.
On the radio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I made those tracks, you know, to me, those tracks were easy because it didn't take as much mental effort putting into those songs. Like, okay, let me say something fun. Let me
you
say
just
something
hold
that
ass
rhyme.
Hold me real quick. You just like, nigga, I said, you just hold ass, hold me real
How?
Quick. Cause you just said I'm a basic ass nigga cause I like.
No. I'm not saying that. I mean, but you see what I'm saying though? No, it's a sound that people are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm thinking about my music, I'm meticulously taking into account everything that I'm getting from outside and also from what I know from what I'm listening to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear Poppin' a House Party, okay, y'all said it's radio hits, which is why I chose House Party for my video because that's the one, those are the two that's gonna stand out the most.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, my babies on that EP were Madam Ishi and Like Me because those show more lyricism and that's personally what I'm into.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like inside of the mind of Ish, that shit is what I like. Like, I like the J. Cole's. I like the Kendrick Lamar's. I like the Wale's. Those are
turning
my...
up. He only listened to rappers that didn't graduate from high school. So
and that's
when
cool.
You,
that's
when
cool.
You
that's
get
cool.
to saying mindful shit, this nigga like, it's making too much sense.
Those are my type of artists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the Sada Babies. I like the, you know, let me think of other rappers. Who else that make mainstream music? I like the DaBabies and the Lil Babies, but
you
at
don't
the
like
same
them niggas
time,
for real. I don't feel like you like them niggas for real.
I do. No, I really do. Like
I like them niggas for sure.
I listen to Lil Baby and DaBaby and people like that all the time. But for me, like the lyricism that Kendrick Lamar and the J. Cole's and the Nas's, that's what I like.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's my type of sound.
Mm-hmm.
So when I write my music, I kind of channel energy from all of those, but I still try to make what I write catchy, because at the end of the day, I want people singing what I got to say because I want them to relate to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'm putting a piece of me, but I'm also thinking about everybody else when I'm writing my music, if that makes mm-hmm. sense.
No, hell yeah. That's what's up.
That is what's up. As far as like the female rap game though, it's few that actually come lyrical. Like you got Rhapsody, yeah. shout out to her. She just won a Lyricist of the Year award from BET.
Yeah.
That's kind of, that's dope, for especially for a woman, because women, they normally rapping like you got the Cardi B's and the yeah, Megs and shit.
You got to. And for me, like, I have a love-hate relationship with that. Mm. So right now, Cardi B been my favorite person, not just because she raps, but because I feel like she's authentically herself. Like she has never changed since she's been like, since she's been accepted as a popular female artist. Since she's been accepted as a popular female artist, for me, like, her personality is what really makes Cardi B. Like, her music, amazing, great. Mm-hmm. I can rap it all day. But at the same time, I like Cardi B because she's Cardi B and ain't nobody telling her who she's going to be.
Genuine. Everything is, it ain't a show.
I have a love-hate relationship with the way, with the acceptance of female artists in the game, because as a female, like, niggas, you can rap about drugs, you can rap about sex, you can rap about anything you want to, you can rap about the streets, you can rap about how you don't like nobody, how you want to shoot somebody, you can rap about all that. But female artists, if you want to make it big, you have to rap about sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you said Rhapsody.
Yeah.
She won a BET award, but is she really a sexual rapper? Like, no. Mm-hmm. The Cardi B's, the Megan Thee Stallions, the Saweetie's, they're the ones making it big because the industry has to sexualize them.
Mm-hmm. Sexual.
And I was just about to ask this question. So let's say some big exec come to you and mm-hmm. like, look, you fucking the game up, you know. Nonetheless, you got to start pushing sex, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And from whatever makeover, whatever surgeries or whatever, would you go through certain stuff to make it to that certain height? You know what I'm saying? Because I personally feel like just with music, if you really want to be popping, you kind of got to like bend on your morals a little bit.
Yeah, you got to bend. And so if you've heard, again, my music, you hear in the lyrics, here and there, I do add some sexual stuff, because at the end of the day,
he a Kappa, so at the end of the day,
my wife heard that bar too. She was like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "Yeah." I got some coochie, got some chimneys before, man.
Yeah, so
hold on, boy, this boy to turn red, boy.
At the end of the day, I'm not completely against it at all, because I feel like just like how Van Gogh or Picasso can paint a picture and they can put whatever the fuck they want on a piece of paper and people mm-hmm. be like, oh, this is art. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With words, it's the same thing. So I hate how when women do sexualize themselves in a way that gets them to the next level, it's like, oh, you had to do this. Like, yeah, but at the same time, treat this art like how y'all treat David and how he carved them statues of them naked ass men with their dicks out. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody talking about, oh, those are naked men. Like, no. You looking at those statues and you're thinking, oh, that's really great art. So when I talk about...
I don't think I'm looking at that like... But I see what you're talking about.
So when I'm talking about my body and my, under the belt area, mm-hmm. I want people to understand, like, yeah, I'm talking about it, but at the same time, bitch, my bar's cold.
Yeah, mm-hmm. off top.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So treat it as such. And when that's accepted as okay, because, they going to say it's not okay, but then everybody listening to it. So when that's accepted mm-hmm. as okay and truly an art form, mm-hmm. I feel like more female artists will progress and be more comfortable with coming out that way. Because when I was first writing those lyrics, I felt really uncomfortable because I'm like, oh, my family's going to hear this or they're going to feel a certain way. But at the same time, I'm grown as hell. Period, point blank. This is an art form, so you take it or leave it. Like, it's not gonna be for everybody. Mm-hmm. But my little bars here and there about what I can do with mm-hmm. my what that thing do. You gotta have it.
You gotta have it.
You gotta have it.
You gotta have it. Well, that's what's up. Yeah. You the first artist that's on this show, you know, so that's been on the show. Yeah, so yeah. You know that
that's
what's up. Articulate, you know, you a motherfucker. You shout out to bro. You know. All right, so let's get into the good part of the show as well.
Okay.
What makes a real nigga to you?
Ooh, what makes a real nigga to me?
What makes a real nigga to
you? Honesty, leadership, and acceptance. And what I mean by that is, what I mean by the last part mainly is acceptance. So when you have a man and a woman in a relationship, it's always, you know, the man can do this, the man can do that. Mm-hmm. It's accepted that he, you know, sleep with a lot of women, or he's a ladies man, or he do this, and it's okay. But when it's the other way around, and not saying that you should hold around at any, you know what I'm saying? I just don't think that's okay in general for anybody. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you want to be safe. You don't know what people got out here, especially with COVID going on, and just with for real, just with what's going
on. Not only you catch AIDS and COVID, nigga. Nigga, just kill yourself, nigga.
Just what's going on sexually with somebody you don't know. So the idea is to be cautious.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about in general, just how a person should be with one another, women are always scrutinized on a higher level. So when you have a man that is not only honest and accepting, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You have a person that you know is not going to cheat, or if y'all just into that, y'all got an open relationship, you feel me? It's honesty. And the acceptance part comes in when it's like, okay, just like I slept with X, Y, and Z women, I understand you slept with X, Y, and Z man, but that's not what's going on right now. You got some men, like I had a friend whose male companion.
He's gay?
No. So he had his history, and he was literally telling her like, oh, well, if you slept with more than one guy, then I don't think I can mess with you. And it's like,
hold on, I'm a little confused. Is the girl asking him if he slept with more than one guy, or is the guy asking the girl?
I'm just going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Minor details. Male, mm-hmm. multiple sexual partners, all females, obviously.
Okay.
Female. This male was the only sexual partner.
Oh, okay. All right. Bet.
She was told, I don't know if I can, you know, mess with you if you had more than one partner, or blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, how can you not be accepting of what she had going on, knowing what you had going on? So for me, that's what makes a real nigga. Like the fact that you can be accepting of what I had going on, mm-hmm. and also know that, you know, if we in this, be honest with me and I'm gonna be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? And leadership, obviously, because you want somebody who can, I'm not gonna say lead you, because you know, a lot of women these days, like, I'm not finna have no man lead me, but.
Death to those bitches. Please continue.
Anyhow, a man that can lead and also be accepting of a strong woman and her independence, mm-hmm. within that, if that makes sense.
It's so much I want to break down.
Go ahead, because I'm one of those strong, independent women.
Oh,
so.
Look, and I can tell.
Everything
okay.
You just described as a real nigga is what he is not. So he like, damn, I'm not a real nigga. Did you say morals? Family oriented? What the fuck? Everything out the window. Start from scratch.
All right, ruin my time. Cheers. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Where do I begin?
Oh, wow.
All right, so just on some minor shit. So you had said something about, unless they got an open relationship. I've never met a woman that was ever down with an open relationship. Not saying that I was seeking, you know, but I have never met a woman that was down with her nigga getting other doonies. You know what I'm saying? And the dude is also down with her, you know what I'm saying, being at the barbecue, eating all the sausage. You know what I'm saying?
Yikes.
That's out of, I don't know, I feel like that's just out of this universe. Now, how
I don't know
honest,
why you think that.
I haven't met nobody. I'm 27. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Do you got homegirls that's down with making somebody their significant other, but that is also okay with him fucking off and he feel the same way about it for her?
Okay, so not personally, but I'm going to touch on you saying out of this universe. So at the end of the day, like, just like we're on this earth, mm-hmm. it's a whole plethora of other species, right? We just happen to be the superior species. Mm-hmm. But when you think about just in general in nature, you got gorillas, you know what I'm saying, which are our closest relatives, damn near chimpanzees, and they have multiple sexual partners. Now, not saying we monkeys, mm-hmm. but to say that it's not human nature to feel a certain way toward other people, like, okay, you have couples who are like, oh, well, if my man thinks another female is cute, then I can't be with him. Like,
death how, to those bitches.
Like how can you seriously say that when this man liked other people before you? You know what I'm saying? You're mm-hmm. You're not going to be the only attractive woman to him on earth. Like, it's human nature to desire other things, regardless of whether you're in a relationship. You don't have to act on those things. Mm-hmm. And that's where our superiority or the human side of us kicks in. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, don't pretend like, you know what I'm saying, that's not what it is when it really, you know,
that's
when
what it is.
When that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. You just did like, and day, that's, every nigga that, if any nigga get caught up cheating, he be like, bro, apes fuck all kind of other apes. You can't look, be mad look, at me.
I loved it when she brought it down to the animal world. I'm like, yes. You fell for my trap. You feel me?
Not my trap.
Falling on his chest.
All I'm going to say is, with the relationship that I have with my significant other, mm-hmm. I'm comfortable enough in my relationship that my man can come to me and show me Megan Thee Stallion on Instagram and say how big her booty is. And I can agree with him mm-hmm. and be like, yeah, damn, her booty big and her body crazy. Or even if we're talking about just a past relationship. Like, how can I sit up here and get mad about something you did before me, you know? And vice versa. I can talk to him about past relationships. I could talk to him about if a nigga come up to me and, you know, say some crazy shit and we can laugh about it. That's just mm-hmm. the type of relationship we have. And I feel like because we've established that security with one another, we can do those things. But there is so much insecurity and dishonesty within relationships in general these days that you don't find that often. And that's just something that I'm glad that I found within my relationship. You know what I'm saying? That we're both open to things like that, because at the end of the day, your significant other is somebody you want to share everything with. Mm-hmm. Right. So having that open space and that open conversation is something that I feel like all relationships should have.
So I'm about to get a little off topic real quick.
Go ahead.
So, by the way you speak of your significant other, he sound like a great guy.
He's an amazing guy.
He seemed like a great guy. Yeah. You feel me? So, this is a little silly. Would you ever propose a threesome to him? Because he's such an amazing guy. You know what I'm saying? He dot all the I's, cross all the T's. You know, like, is that something that ever runs through, like, a woman mind? Like, goddamn, my nigga on his shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bring another bitch in.
It's a conversation to be had.
So you would have a conversation first. You wouldn't just come home with, like, you know, right. not groceries like, or something.
But and a bitch on the back, you know, pulling in the last.
Yeah.
Not a bitch. Like,
you know, I'm silly as shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to swing on me enough.
To me, it's a conversation to be had. You know what I'm saying? That's something that.
But he's down with it. Let's just say hypothetically.
That's something he's down that with that would have to be talked about and disclosed amongst the two of us, and it's a conversation to be had.
That sounds like a no. that sounds like a no. I try to throw the oop. You know, I forever try to throw the oop to a nigga.
That's a hell of a sis.
Oh, man.
All right. It was some shit we were talking about earlier. That one clip, I can't think of the name of their podcast, but the dude, basically the question is, do you get jealous or have you ever been jealous of, like, your current's ex? And, like, the guy, he was saying, like, pretty much fuck his ex. Not his ex, but his girl. Any of her exes, he, like, pretty much, like, deaf to them niggas. Fuck that nigga. Have you ever had spite towards any of your dude exes? Or you two, your chick exes?
Hell no. Mm-hmm. Hell no. I just be looking at, I be thinking like, how you deal with this bitch? How did you deal? Apparently you don't deal with this bitch no more. You know what I'm saying? But no, I ain't got time to think about nothing like that, bro.
No, are you talking about
past nigga?
Are you talking about ever, or are you talking about in my current situation?
Just ever. It don't gotta be personal.
When I was younger, yeah. And that came from lack of experience and just not knowing my worth. But now that I know who the fuck I am, it don't matter for me. Like, it don't. Like, I know what I'm capable of. I know what I got going on. So it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not an issue, yeah.
Yeah, I think that shit childish.
What about you?
It's very childish, yeah.
Nah, bro, nigga. Nah, you look like a nigga. Yeah, what you mean? What you mean he did this to you when you was 19? Like, nigga, what?
Shut your ass up.
Oh, oversized pumpkin. Hey, bro, dog, you actually look like a pumpkin, bro. Happy Halloween, nigga.
You count your ass
down. Man. So what is something that has, how has this year affected you outside of school, outside of, you know what I'm saying? Outside of anything that you've mentioned already, how have COVID affected you?
I guess not even thinking about just COVID, like, for what it is, COVID definitely added to what was going on with me this year. Because like I said, it was a lot of uncertainty for me. Like, I was going back and forth between, well, mostly late last year, but early this year too, I was going back and forth between, should I go to law school? Should I pursue what I really want to do? Blah, blah, blah. That, and then COVID added on to that, and not being able to have that social contact that I'm used to having, you know, with the world. Because I'm already an introvert. So at first it was kind of like, great, I get to stay in the house, get paid. You know what I'm saying? Cool. But as time went on, it was more of a struggle trying to find myself, but also be in this place where this lack of social access was affecting me. And then with school and everything too, it was just to add it on stress, because I graduated undergrad in 2018 and then starting school now. So it was like uncertainty, school started back, COVID, lack of social access. Mm-hmm. I think all those things for me created the perfect storm, because this year literally has been like the worst year for me emotionally of my entire life.
I can fucking agree. I can agree. COVID been a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
some
pros, some cons, whatever the hell.
Definitely.
But it's safe to say that's probably like for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It has switched some things up. It was something I forgot to mention earlier. So I had hopped on your link. Mm-hmm. And first off, your website is lit. You know what I'm saying? And I seen from what I believe you will also write for other people.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So could you write like some real raunchy shit for like a gutter bitch? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, scamming, I'ma set a nigga up type shit. You could write some-
Yeah, so it's all about imagination.
Said,
that's just
no
like
problem.
That's just like asking an author if they can write a book about, you know, somebody killing somebody or horror. Mm-hmm. Like, have they ever killed somebody? Shit, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't and you have an idea in your head, like, imagination is boundless. So as long as I'm given a topic, an idea, a direction, I can go. It's actually easier to do that than to actually write my own music, if that makes sense. So I know what I want and I know what I like, but at the same time, I have to find a certain direction with where I want to go with my music. Mm-hmm. I don't have it just given to me like, oh, you know, an imaginary Kita just, or Ish, sitting on my shoulder saying, hey, you know, write this. No, I have to actually like go behind and think about what I want to write. But if you sit in front of me and tell me, okay, I want you to write about the fact that I killed this nigga, that I robbed this bank, that I drove off and now I live in Canada. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, cool. I got the bars for that because you've given me a direction. So that's... That's easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
That's what's up. That's what's up. When I seen it, I was like, I'm gonna make sure I ask her. Yeah. Cause she writes some real raunchy shit.
Yeah.
If you used to do a feature with somebody, would you write the words for them or would you let them come with it? It depends on the person.
If I'm doing a feature?
Not a feature. If you wanted somebody on your track, if you were doing a song featuring somebody, and would you let them come with their bars or would you be like, you know what, I got a hot 16 right here. If you just say this, or would you?
So for one, if I ask you to be on my song, it's gonna be worth it. Like I'm not finna ask nobody I don't think is capable to be on my music. That's first and foremost. And two, I believe, and I don't know why this is not praised in the city or done in the city, because you got these artists that'll pay a producer, that'll pay a promoter, that'll pay an engineer, that'll pay all these other niggas, but will want you to get on a song for free. I don't get that shit. So if I'm asking you to be on my song, I'm paying you. So I'm not finna pay you for me to write. You feel me? That's a waste of my time.
So what if somebody verses like booty?
If somebody verses
like straight cheeks, you know what I'm saying?
So for me, I'm very business minded and business oriented. So before we even get in the studio, we're going to talk about what's going to be said in the song. And we're going to, no, for real. We're going to talk about what's going to be said on the song. And if you come to me and I'm not really feeling it, like I'm going to have to be honest, because at the end of the day, it's content that I'm putting out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So do you pay them before or after the song is done?
Half and half.
Okay. A little deposit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got some gangster shit.
Come with some horrible shit. Like, oh no, you're not getting the rest of this.
Go home, nigga. Go home.
I wouldn't even do nobody like that. I wouldn't even do nobody like that. I would just have to have a heart to heart and like really just like
sit down with him.
Something, because
hey bro, let me holler at you over here.
I mean, that literally goes back to the fact that we screen all that out from the beginning when I choose you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not choosing nobody whose bars are subpar.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It got to be on par or at least like, you know, something compared to what I'm doing or better. Because then that's where the benefit kicks in. I'm not asking you to be on my song if I don't think it's going to benefit me or you.
Okay. I got another question. You got a question?
Go ahead. I got something, though.
Oh, yeah. This is about to spin off topic again.
Yeah. All right.
What are some... Damn, where we at with it? What are some things you have to deal with when dealing with black women?
Things you have to deal with when dealing with black women. Mm-hmm. Attitude.
Now, is that fair for the nigga?
It depends. It depends because I feel like...
What is the equivalent for a woman's attitude in a dude's... You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so for me, what my attitude stems from is when I feel like there's something that's missing or there's something that lacks. You know what I'm saying? So if I got an attitude, it's not just because I'm angry. It's for a reason. Whether you think my reason is warranted is not really up to you, right? So when women have attitudes, especially black women, it stems from a long history of single parent households and not having a male figure in, you know, in your life. That's why, you know, they say black women or a lot of women have daddy issues. You know what I'm saying? Daddy wasn't there. You know, got the strong black woman mentality. And because we don't grow up with these men in our households, it's like we don't feel coddled or comforted like our white, Latino, you know, Indian, whatever counterparts, right? So that's why they have that softer image. So we're seen as the angry black women, but it's not by any fault of our own necessarily. It's because we constantly have to be strong. We constantly have to stand up. We constantly have to do things for ourselves. We constantly have to make a way because of the lack of strength in the black community as far as our men. So those attitudes, I feel like, potentially come from not being shown that there's something different for us. So say you're in a relationship and you have a man that he doesn't work. You work. You pay, you know, you pay all the bills. Maybe he, you know, is a swiper. So y'all going half and half on the bills. But at the same time, you're like, okay, I want something better for you. I don't want you to just scam. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see my daddy go in and out of jail. You know, my daddy wasn't in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mad because you thinking you're doing enough, but we don't see you as doing. We don't see you as doing enough. So we have an attitude with you all the time. You come home from doing whatever you're doing. We got an attitude. Now y'all want us to cook. Now y'all want us to clean. So it's like all those extra things added on to that, on top of the fact that we have to accept what you're doing when we're trying to do the best that we can do. You see what I'm saying?
A little bit, you know, slightly.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
All right.
So my question is, what additional struggle do you feel that Black women go through that Black men don't go through outside of the wage gap that is really smaller, you know what I'm saying, than what is portrayed to be? But outside of that, what's something that a Black woman go through that Black men just don't know about? That's additional, you know what I'm saying?
Scrutiny, not being protected.
Not
being protected in the sense that, okay, so little Sally Walker walking down the street, mm-hmm. you know, gets abducted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the whole SWAT team. They got the CIA, everybody, the police department, the sheriff department looking for him. You know, Black girls go missing and it's like, oh, it's just another Black girl. You know, it's not really much done about that. So the fact that we have to worry about, you know, like I said, being independent and supporting ourselves, for the most part, we have this extra layer of we got to be how we are to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. Right. Because we don't feel like we're not protected by our Black men. And also the fact that a lot of the times Black men really be putting like Black women down. Like mm-hmm. you see, like you don't really see other races when it's talked about, oh, well, white women don't do this or they don't do that. Y'all always complaining about our attitudes. Y'all always complaining about the stuff we do. But we go through a lot on a daily basis. And granted, our attitudes can be a lot better. But mm-hmm. that's like a two-way thing. Like help me help you. Like, you don't want my attitude? Well, help me do X, Y, and Z. You don't want me to be the crazy baby mama? Why aren't you taking care of your kids? You don't want me to be the angry Black mama that's coming home, you know what I'm saying, and whooping kids when a chicken ain't taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where are you at? You know what I'm saying?
I may have experienced that.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, where are you at in, you know, your kids' life so I don't have to go through that? You know what I'm saying? I'm working two jobs, so of course I'm going to want my kids to take the chicken out because I'm not going to be home in time for that. You know, I'm working two jobs. Why? Because I'm the only one taking care of the kids.
So check this, right? Check this. So Black women aren't protected by Black men. Now, should you feel like you need protection from Black men, or do you think you need protection from your man? You know what I'm saying? Now,
I have to say, elaborate.
So I feel like a lot of Black women take on the burden of women that don't have a man to protect them. But you're in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a man, and it's safe to say that he protects you.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So can you really take on that burden or join that cause that Black men don't protect Black men? I'm blown, but I think y'all get what I'm saying a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, and you're protected, and
the answer is yes, because I have sisters, brothers, and cousins that aren't. You know what I'm saying? I know women that aren't. So just because I am not a part of that struggle personally, it mm-hmm. doesn't mean I can't relate, and it doesn't mean that I haven't experienced it personally in the past.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
It's all connected. It's all full circle.
So it seemed like you are taking on that burden for the women that doesn't have men to protect them.
The whole Black men don't protect women is too broad.
No, I didn't. So I'm not saying Black men don't protect women. Black men are, for one, a lot more, Black men scrutinize Black women more than any other race of men scrutinize their women. Can that be agreed upon?
I can agree mm-hmm. on that.
And that's just it.
Now, can we agree upon this? black women also scrutinize black men more than other races.
That's very true, but listen to this. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. You didn't know where I was going with it. This is something that goes all the way back to Mr. Lynch, right? Mm-hmm. When he wrote those letters, we painted an old against the young, light against the dark, the strong against the weak, and blah, 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 blah. That's still going on now, right? Mm-hmm. So all that interracial, not interracial, all that homoracial, I don't know, mm-hmm. all that same race thing that has debilitated our communities, right? So when they, in the 70s and 80s, when they took all those black men out of the household, you know what I'm saying? That broke up the black family. That ruined a lot of black communities. So then after that, they said, oh, so not only are we taking your men out, women that are left with those kids, if this is not your husband in the household, we not giving you no welfare. So mm-hmm. now we're in a mind state of women have to do it on their own. So this is all systemic, mm-hmm. but we're not going to get past that unless we mend what we have within our own community. You know what I'm saying? And because we've been beaten and tattered for so long, like I feel like mentally and as far as community, we are the weakest race. Mm. Can you agree with that? When it comes to that,
we don't stick together.
Everybody an op. Like you got cops ops, and now you got your boys. You got cop ops, and now you got, you know, your boys from the hood. They ops, you know, mm-hmm. just if they cross you, and it's not like that in any other community. Yeah. So the fact that black women scrutinize black men and black men scrutinize black women is definitely a problem. And I'm not saying one scrutinizes the other anymore, but that's something that's not going to get handled or dealt with outside of us. Mm-hmm. Like we have to be done looking for outside sources to help mend what we have going on. Like, yeah, women have attitudes, and yeah, black men don't necessarily, not even gonna say on average, there are a lot of great black fathers out there, mm-hmm. but you have those black men who will sleep with all these women, but don't bear the responsibility of taking care of that kid. Mm-hmm. Oh, I ain't got to take care of that kid. I didn't have that baby. Or mm-hmm. if you wanted to have a baby, that's on you. Like at the end of the day, you the one who fucked without protection. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You knew that risk, but yet you did it. And you left this young woman
out here
who might not necessarily believe in abortions. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody has the right to do what they want with their body. So you have this person left out here that just had this baby, and now they got to raise this baby on their own. Now they're angry all the time because they're not getting help from anybody. We don't have the generational wealth to help sustain these communities. So now this person is struggling. This person is on welfare. This person is mad and angry at the world. But it's like, this is something that could have been prevented if that black man stepped up and was like, okay, we did this. We might struggle for a little bit, but at least we're going to be doing better together and not separate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The woman who sees that black man that is taking care of his kids, does have a job. Okay, I don't have to have an attitude with him because he's doing a lot better than a lot of these other men. Not saying that what he's doing is so great. Like, he should be taking care of his kids. He should be working. But at the end of the day, like, you got to give certain people a break from what they've been through. You don't know if he had a father in his home. He's learning this all on his own. You know what I'm saying? He's taking the steps to do what he needs to do because he might not have had that father figure in his household. You know what I'm saying? So you have to come from a place of understanding when it comes to the black community and what needs to be done to mend these relationships.
I think the only way the relationships can be mended is accountability has to be accepted on like both ends.
Exactly.
Like, it's too broad. Like, even the statement black men don't protect black women, or I get what you're saying, black men probably degrade or whatever, but both is equal, kinda. But if you don't specifically call out who didn't quote unquote protect you, just saying black men don't protect black women is too broad. Cause like you just said, yo, dude, he take care of you, he protect you. I've never been with, there's no woman that's ever been in my presence that wasn't protected. Cause that's just how I was raised. I'm always be for black women to protect them. We come from black women. So, and I understand that some dudes don't have that same mindset, but if you're not outright calling him out, it won't change. And then same thing for the women. You can't tell me that women lay down with dudes, they got like 4 or 5 baby mamas that don't take care of none of their kids. Why would you have a kid by that man?
Yes, if definitely self accountability.
You seen his track record, you feel me? So mm-hmm. I feel like you're going on both ends.
Definitely. Accountability. Definitely. I mean, and that would be just like me saying, like, you know, a lot of these young women are really dumb. Because like you said, granted, it does take two. But if you are laying around with multiple people, like personally, I would never. Like, if I see that's the type of lifestyle you live in, I wouldn't even touch that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had this conversation with my men. Like, if you ever had a kid, like, it would be over. And not saying that situations like that don't work, but me personally, I don't have time for a baby mama, and I don't have time to play with other people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, period, point blank. And that's the type of situations that people allow themselves to be in. Mm-hmm. So again, it comes with mending the Black community as a whole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we just got to stop those really negative habits, like, just from the jump.
I hate women.
Oh, what that mean? Because I'm a woman.
You cool. You know what I'm saying? I just hate what you stand for. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I don't know. I have a whole philosophy that these cameras cannot capture.
He's battling his sexuality still. So it's all bro,
okay.
It is, bro.
Okay. You know, you can believe, bro.
So can you elaborate on that, though? You hate what we stand for. What do we stand for?
Okay. So like you had said, you bear the women that can't be protected. And that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's some things that I feel that women do that definitely divide men and women. Well, divide Black love. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, it's not all on women, but it's just a lot of, I don't know, like, it's too much division, like the feminist movement. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand it. I feel like that's just like a hate men movement, because you hate what I'm about. You hate what I represent. I feel like that's counterproductive as a Black woman to be in something like that. Just because I feel like Black men struggle just as much as Black women.
Well, I think the feminist movement, though, is not only with Black men. It's just a movement. And I would not say I'm a feminist in the least, but mm-hmm. that comes from the gender divide that's been happening since forever. Like, men in society have been seen and treated as superior. There is still a wage gap in between men and women in America. Like, on average, women are making, I think, 80 cents to every dollar that men are making mm-hmm. on average. I go to a job, you know, I can have 6 degrees and get paid less than a man that only got 2. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the feminist movement comes in. Like, feminists, for the most part, and I don't agree with everything that they have going on for them, because sometimes a little extreme mm-hmm. and some people might hate me for that. But I do think, you know, some people go a little bit too far when it comes to that. But I feel like, just like with the Black Lives Matter movement, it's some extremes in that. But in general, I feel like they're fighting for what they believe is right for Black people. So you could say the same thing about feminists. They're fighting for what they think is right for females as a gender. Like, we are not put at the same level as you guys are. So that's, for the most part, what the cause is for, to try to raise that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So to say that.
So,
you know,
earlier you had mentioned something about the animal kingdom and how that works. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's not many female versions that's taking lead, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, in a pack of lions, it's 9 bitch lions and 1 male lion, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's the lead, you feel me? In the gorilla scenario, the gorilla mm-hmm. is the head, he's the lead. So your personal perspective, especially since you have brought up the animal part, do you agree or disagree that women are like a supportive role can play a supportive role, because that's, I feel like that's the role that is played in the animal kingdom.
Well, you brought up lions, but actually in the lion community, I don't know if you know this, but when it comes to the sexual part of it, mm-hmm. women are actually in control of that, or females are actually in control of that in the animal community. Did you know that female lions, when they're in heat, they pretty much demand sex from their mate at least, what is it, 20 something times? And even if the male is tired.
That sounds amazing.
No, but see, listen though. Listen though, not when the male has nine other female lions, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's demanding that same thing. So it's not like the man dominates and a female support. It's a kind of push and pull thing. You know what I'm saying? Because in the lion, the lion community, the female also goes out and hunts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the opposite with males. With humans, males are supposed to be the go-getters, the breadwinners. Mm-hmm. But that's not what happens in the animal kingdom. So when you're talking about what goes on in those types of kingdoms or in those types of species, it's different and it varies through everybody. You got species where the female doesn't even have the baby. The male does.
You better not bring up a seahorse.
No, I'm just saying.
Seahorses, and seahorses does that.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, so to say that, you know, to try to compare that to that and say that, oh, the female should be the supportive role. Okay, well, let's look at every single species. That's not how it is across every species. So when you're talking about humans, it should be treated differently. If a man is in a relationship with a woman that's dominant and making all the money and he's a stay-at-home dad, so be it. It's on a relationship to relationship basis. I can't say that a female should support a man or be in a supportive role, especially if that man is a man child, which a lot of the men out here are nowadays. Like they're grown. They sound like a man. They look like a man. Mm-hmm. They got hair like a man. Mm-hmm. They might make, you know, man money. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to other things like leadership, morals and all those things, I'm not supporting anybody, for one, that's not lining up with my morals, or I see as someone who can lead me. Mm. If that makes sense.
Either rap or being a lawyer, I would definitely hire you to be my lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm fucking with it.
Okay.
I'm fucking with it. I hope you love them both. I hope you like the first rap lawyer in this bitch.
Not rap lawyer.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. Well, look, we about to get ready to wrap up. You got any last comments you want to tell your people, you want to tell our people, you know, all that?
So I'm working on a video coming out called for my track Atomic. Mm-hmm. That'll be out in late November. So everybody look out for that. Young East coming with the heat. I can't wait for y'all to hear it. And I'm also going to be dropping an EP early next year. So just follow me and look out for that. My name is Ishi Cash on all platforms. That's YouTube, that's Instagram, that's Twitter, that's Facebook, and that's spelled I-S-H-I-I-Q-A-S-H, Ishi Cash.
What's your man's Ride the Dime, baby, a.k.a. the real Poppy Chulo. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on my platform on the gram, Ride_DA_Dime_.
Yes, it's your favorite nephew, Darius, at D313 Town. Damn, D313 Town. The podcast is your auntie's favorite nephews, and as always, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Here's your auntie's favorite nephews. We're entitled not to give a fuck.
And thank y'all for having me on the show, too.
Yeah, for appreciate sure. Appreciate y'all, yeah. Hell yeah. Off top.